The next halacha in regard to birchas haperos is speaking about shemen zayis, olive oil. The Mechaber tells us that im shesahu kamos shahu, a person eats this olive oil straight, as the Mishnah Berurah says, below taruvos davar acher, that you do not mix it up with anything, lahachlish koach hashemen, so that you would weaken the potent taste of this oil. So if you would just eat the olive oil straight, ein mevarchel of klal, no bracha is said at all, yishum d'azuke mazikle, because this is something in which is detrimental for oneself to eat. It's not something which has any desirable taste, and therefore no bracha is recited. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah further says, de'afil choshesh v'grono nami ein mevarch, that even if the reason why you're having this olive oil straight is because there is some type of illness or sore throat of some sort in which maybe the olive oil will coat your throat to make you feel better. Ein mevarach, still a bracha is not recited. Deshemen kamo shehu, ein nehena mimenu. Because eating oil, olive oil as it is not something which one derives any hana from, and therefore no bracha is recited. And in fact, even though in the when it comes to eating olive oil, I haven't seen anywhere that it's good for one's throat, but there are certainly many people that say it's something which is good for one's heart. It's helpful for the coronary arteries, which provide blood to your heart muscle. So certainly olive oil does have some type of refuah, some type of a healing, making a person healthy. But nonetheless, because one does not derive any hana from it, a bracha is not recited. Now, hana is something in which is really a very personal thing. Some people enjoy certain foods in which another person will find that food repulsive. And therefore, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that adam shetevo mishunah. Let's say a person's a little bit strange. V'nehenna mishtias shemen. And for some reason, they actually enjoy the taste. For some reason, one out of a million, this person enjoys eating this olive oil. So in this situation, even though the Mechaber says no bracha is recited, here, this person would say a bracha, al hashemen, on this oil, and he would say the bracha of shahakol. Kivan shesof sof hana islay, since in fact this person is deriving some enjoyment and benefit from eating this olive oil, the asal hanos meom hazeh b'lo bracha. The person cannot derive any benefit from this world without first saying a bracha. However, ein mevarech brei pri ha'etz, he will not say the bracha of brei pri ha'etz on this olive oil, kivan shelorov ha'olam ein nehena klal mishtiyas shemen v'gam mazeku. Because most people, you're out of the ordinary, most people do not enjoy eating this olive oil. In fact, on the contrary, it's something which is not good for them. And therefore, for that reason, the bracha would be shahakol. And not only, says the Piskei Tshuvos, is it when it comes to olive oil, but any other oils in which a person generally would not eat straight, in which the bracha would not typically be recited, but if you, for some reason, enjoy eating it, you would only have to say the bracha of shahakol. So continuing in the Mechaber, so now we know for typical individuals are not going to derive any benefit, and therefore a bracha will not be recited on olive oil. However, let's say a person does not just eat olive oil straight, but you eat it together with bread. V'imachalo im pas, if you decide to use it, let's say, as a dip for your bread, einu mevarach alei, so too in this situation a bracha would not be recited on this olive oil, even though it's something in which you are enjoying, because in this situation, the pas ikar mevarach al ikar upoter es hatfeil. We know that when we have two foods that we're eating at the same time, we look at the food which is the ikar, the primary, the most important of those two foods, which in this situation would be the bread, and therefore you would not have to say a bracha on the secondary, the tuffel, which would be the olive oil, which is being dipped the bread into this concoction. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the apel gav, the im pas eino mazik le hashemen, that even though now that you are not eating it straight, but you're eating it together with bread, and therefore that oil is not going to be detrimental for you, adarav nehenemizet, now you're actually enjoying your bread more, it's enhancing the taste of your bread by dipping into this olive oil, doesn't matter. Al kolpanim ein mevarchalav, a bracha is not recited in this olive oil, mishum dehavi le pas ikar umifter birchas hapas. As we said, since the bread is the most important staple of this meal, therefore you make the bracha on the bread, and that is it. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yafilu ha'mishem en harbe. Let's say you don't just have a little bit of oil, but you really saturate and soak up that bread with lots and lots of oil. Nami enu el atapul apas. We will still say that this oil is still secondary to the bread. The cholzeh, however, he says, and this is where we get into a little bit of a machlokas, but ochel hashemen lelapis bo hapas. The whole purpose of the oil is just to enhance the bread. Im ochel hashemen mitnei shechoshish bigrono. Really, the reason why you're eating the bread is not because you want the bread. Your throat is killing, but you know that if you would eat the oil straight, it would not be good for you. It would actually be detrimental. Rak ochel lezem ma'at pas k'nei shiuchel echel hashemen. The whole reason why you're eating the bread is so that you will really be eating it for the sake of the oil, but it will weaken the strong taste of the oil. In that situation, b'zem mikri hashemen ikar upoter hapasat feilo. In this situation, there are those that say that the oil is the is really the ikar, is the main thing, and therefore a bracha would be recited on the oil. The enu sarach litol yadav levar chamotzi. You wouldn't even make a bracha on the bread. You would not wash your hands. However, v'yish cholkim, some disagree, and then they hold diach b'chai gavna pas ikar. It doesn't make a difference, even if the whole reason why you're eating the bread is just to take away from the strong, potent taste of the oil. Nonetheless, the bracha of the bread is said and not on the oil. So, of course, in this situation with the machlokas, one could certainly wash, make hamotzi, eat some bread separately, and then you could eat this concoction to avoid yourself a machlokas. Concludes the machaber, v'im shesohu ma'orev imei silka. Let's say a person has olive oil, but instead of using it as a dip for your bread, you decide to mix it together in order to make this drink called silka, which is beet juice. De'oz eino mazik. In that situation, now that one drinks their beet juice, which in it is olive oil, in which the basic recipe, for those who are interested in red beet juice, is juice from a lime, butter, salt and pepper, spices, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil with 3 beet juice. So therefore, olive oil is something which is bismanenu, used to make beet juice. It doesn't damage you. Adarab, the opposite. Hu mohil legaron. It's something which will make your throat better. Imhu choshesh begrono. So in this situation, why are you drinking the beet juice? You have to ask yourself. If the purpose is so that your throat will taste better, then in that situation, you're really doing it for the oil. And then havilei shemen ikar, the oil is the main thing, and therefore the bracha would be brei pri ha'etz on this beet juice, because you're really eating it, drinking it rather, for the sake of the olives. The olive oil. However, concludes the mechaber, v'im enu mechavin l'refua el l'achila. You just enjoy a delicious drink of beets. Havilei anigron ikar v'enu mevarach el al hanigron. In that situation, you would not make the bracha on brei pri etz because you're no longer focused on the olives. Rather, you're focused on this drink, and therefore the bracha instead would be shahakol.